Very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Samach Aleph, Sanhedrin 61b. Pagination is 122. We're starting in the wide lines on the sixth line at the beginning of the line. Itmar, we learned. Ha'ovid avodas kochavim, a person who worshipped idols, me'ahava umiyira, whether from love or from fear. And we'll have to explain that in a moment. Abaye Omar Chayev, Virava Omar Potter. Abaye says, you're in violation of Avodah Zarah. Rava says, certainly wasn't supposed to do it, but he's Potter. He's not in violation of Avodah Zarah, and it wouldn't be a capital punishment. Abaye Omar Chayev de Hapolcha. Abaye says, you're in violation, after all, you did the worship. Rava Omar Potter, Rava says, you're Potter, and that's the way we paskin. Ikible ale beloha in. Avodah Zarah is only if you accepted it as a god. Ilo lo, if you didn't accept it as a god, it's not Avodah Zarah. So, you wouldn't be allowed to do it. It would be an example, as the Rambam describes in Yesodei HaTorah Hei Dalid, that you're supposed to be Moser Nefesh, but if you didn't, we're not going to impose capital punishment in such a case, because it was not done with intent. Now, we have to go back to the words me'ava u'miyira, fear, love and fear. Love of what? Fear of what? So let's start with Rashi. Rashi can be found towards the bottom of the page, counting up from the wide lines, four lines. Rashi says, me'ava u'miyira, me'ahavas adam, for love of a person, therefore you did the worship, umiyiras adam, or from fear of a person, and therefore you did the worship. So this would be the category of people who lived under a kingdom that was religiously oppressive. If the choice to worship idols and not be killed, or to refuse and be killed, is given to a person, it's one of the Gimel Chamuros, and a person is supposed to be killed. But if they didn't, Miyiras Adam, they were afraid of a person. They don't believe in this God. They're afraid of the person. V'lo chashva belibo be'elohus, and he did not accept it as a God in his heart, then it's not considered actual idol worship, and it's potter. Indeed, in the laws of Avodas Kochavim, Perek Gimel Halacha Vav, the Ravid writes, Onu Mefarshin, we understand these words of the Gemara, Me'avas Odom U'meyiras Odom, that you're loving a person, and therefore decided to worship it. You wanted to endear yourself to the king, so you bowed with him, but you know it's all baloney. Or Meira Sodom, that you're afraid of him, of what he might do to you, because he's going to punish. As I mentioned, the Rambam in Yesodei HaTorah, Perek Hei, Halacha Beis, tells us that V'chai Bohem, V'lo Sheyomos Bohem, that you should live through mitzvahs and not die through mitzvahs, has three basic exceptions, and one of them is chutz me'avodas kochavim, except for idol worship. The other two are gili arayis, immorality, sexual immorality, ushfichas damim, or murder. A person says, kill that person or I kill you. You can't invoke v'chai bohem. Supposed to live through mitzvahs, so I'm not obligated in this mitzvah because it would cause me problems. The person is obligated to be killed rather than kill somebody else. However, in Halacha Dalid, the Rambam writes that he's supposed to be Nerag and not killed. He's supposed to be Moser Nefesh. Nevertheless, Ovar Velo Nerag, if he violated and he didn't get killed and he worshipped the idol, Hareza Mechalel Hashem, he desecrated God's name, but Ovar Ba'ones, if it was indeed under duress and he doesn't really believe in it, Ein Memisim Oso Bezdin, Bezdin would not impose capital punishment. Says the Rambam, Afilu Horeg Ba'ones, even if he killed somebody, but he was doing it under duress, that's not Over Bertsono, that's not a person who's in violation willingly. And because it wasn't willingly, he didn't stand up to the test. But that's not willingly. Willingly, for capital punishment, is the witnesses are warning him, and he says, I accept your warning, I understand your warning, and I want to do it anyway, because this is what I want to do. And that would be the case of capital punishment. Now, the Rambam, in Perek Gimel Halacha Vav of Avodas Kochavim, where we quoted the Ravid, who understands our Gemara like Rashi, that Ahavas Odom and Yiras Odom, the person is worshipping an idol because he loves a person, wants to endear himself to him, is fearful of a person, wants to save his life regarding that person. The Rambam over there learns a different approach, which delves even more deeply to Avodas Kochavim. The Rambam writes, Ha'ovid Avodas Kochavim, a person who worships the idol, me'ahava out of love. Remember, the Ravid and Rashi learnt, me'ahavas Adam. There's some person that he wants to endear himself to. The Rambam writes, he desires this idol because its work, its image, is very pretty, is very beautiful. He doesn't believe that it's a god, but it's heartwarming. Or he fears it. Shema Toriyalo, people have told him that if he doesn't do whatever he needs to do here, according to them, then bad things will happen to him. So he's afraid. Like those who worship it think that it does good or it does bad. If he accepted it as a god, so then he's guilty. That's capital crime. Vim avda derech avodasa, and if he worshipped it in its way of worship, or one of the four universal type ways, so me ava o me yira potter. If he's doing it because he loves its look, or he's afraid of it, he doesn't believe it's God, but he thinks it has powers. He thinks that if he doesn't pay tribute to it, bad things might happen to him. That's Potter, and that would be the Rambam's understanding of Rava saying Potter. Me'ava or Me'ira of the Avodah Zorah itself is also going to be a case where he wasn't supposed to do it, but he's Potter. It's not a capital crime punishable, as we've been discussing. So again, Me'ava u'me'yira, Rashi and Ravid say, is from a person he loves or fears is causing him to act. Not allowed to do that, but he still hasn't worshipped the idol willingly. And we found that the Rambam also accepts such a concept that he's not doing it miritzono, from his own desire. But the Rambam takes Ava and Yira a step even further. Even if it wasn't an external love and fear, even if it's a love and fear regarding the idol, but if he didn't accept it as a god, it's still not the classic quintessential Avodah Zarah. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.